Watch, Tucker Carlson releases statement after Fox News ouster, "There is hope." By Paul Bois on April 26, 2023. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson released a video statement 2 days after he parted ways with his former employer, where he called upon Americans to essentially abandon the uniparty complex and listen to new ideas. Released on Twitter, Tucker Carlson opened with a reflection on the decency of Americans, something that often gets clouded in the establishment media bubble where people often confuse shouting matches with genuine discussion. "One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country," Tucker began. "Kind and decent people. People who really care about what's true, and I know a bunch of hilarious people also. A lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population. Even now? So that's heartening." Tucker explained how this made him realize the intense stupidity displayed during most of the debates you see on television. "They are completely irrelevant. They mean nothing," he said. "In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me as someone who's participated. And yes, at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all: war, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues?" he continued. "It has been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media." Carlson said that both political parties and their donor classes have basically decided what Americans will be talking about based on what benefits them. He likened this consensus to a one-party state, what some conservative activists often refer to as the uniparty. "Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them," he said. "Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge notice, that's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion, they're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful." Carlson concluded his message with a call to hope. "At the same time, the liars who have been trying to silence them shrink. And they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.